When people start yelling at me, my mind just shuts down. Are there goats that do that when they're stressed out? I feel like I turn to one of those goats and I just sort of fall over.
Coming up on the Vanderpump Rules after show.
Don't speak on behalf of the whole group. You're not the queen of the group.
Okay.
You know, I had became synonymous with the affair or whatever. I was a culprit. I did have to ego check her there.
Your ego's getting a little like, come on.
Now it's my ego?
Yeah.
Sounds like Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
This does not excuse what the f*** I did, but that is what I dealt with a lot behind closed doors.
Tom's party is like a who's who. Like, who the f*** are you people?
It's people that are gonna blow smoke up his ass and Tom Schwartz, his bitch boy.
I call him bobbledy bobbledy bobble bobble.
I did miss the girl's DJ set.
Why would you want to show up with the smell of my dirty dick on your breath, you know?
Oh God.
The Vanderpump Rules After Show starts right now.
Schwartz, you were tasked with getting the group back together.
Well, I had a plan. It was very important for me to go to individuals and speak to them one-on-one and present them with this idea, because I knew if I did it in a group setting, especially with Ariana present, that it was going to turn into a dumpster fire.
Public stoning.
That's kind of what happened.
This isn't going to be a situation where you've bridged some sort of gap and he comes like back into the fold. I gave up on you a long time ago and my life is better for it.
Okay,
so,
I love that for
good
you.
Good luck.
She started going in on me and belittling me. And I think honestly, it was one of her lower moments.
You kind of let Schwartz have it. You tell him that I gave up on you a long time ago. My life is better for it.
Wow, that was kind
of
cool.
He says that you're not the queen of the group.
Okay.
Okay, don't speak on behalf of the whole group. You're not the queen of the group. Come on.
First of all, you're not my queen. I was annoyed that she's, you know, took it upon herself to speak on behalf of the other girls who I hadn't even really addressed it with yet. You know, I became synonymous with the affair or whatever. I was a culprit. Whatever.
I hate that, man.
It's ridiculous. And all the rage she had pent up with Tom, she took out on me in that moment, which I still think is absurd. Also, like, when people start yelling at me, my mind just shuts down, so I don't remember exactly how it played out, you know? Are there goats that do that when they're stressed out? I feel like I turn to one of those goats and I just sort of fall over. That was one of those moments, one of the first moments where I just, I don't know. I haven't really thought about this until now. Something about that moment just really rubbed me the wrong way.
Listen, him saying shit like that is exactly why I'm not friends with him. And if anyone's gonna be able to speak to who I am as a person, it's not someone that I haven't spoken to since we were filming the reunion in mid-March. So that right there is the type of shit that just proves me right. And like, no shit, I'm not queen of anything. But I will do what I wanna do, which is not go on this dumb f-
But how does, like, you not wanting to go on a trip translate into, like, you thinking
telling
queen
people,
of the...
yeah.
I think she deserves to act like the queen of the group.
I think there's
right
a
now.
Queen of the group every year.
It's
that's true.
Never really been Ariana, and she's finally, in my opinion, like, standing out. Mm. You know, before it was, like, very much, she was just, like, the cool chick with, like, no opinion. She was always Switzerland. It was, like, allow her to have this moment. She had a really f***ing tough year. Let her go out and kill the game and be the queen bee for a minute. Like, what's the f***ing problem?
I agree. I feel like there's a queen every year, you know?
Yes.
And Ariana's the queen this year, yeah.
Yeah, I second what both of them said. There is always a queen. It's never been me, so.
Really?
I support the queens because they're all my friends. And yeah, I've never had a good season.
You've had a good year.
I've never had a good season on this show.
Really?
I've never been the most liked on this show, ever. I've accepted it and I'm used to it. So whoever the new queen is, I support them. They're my friend. And, you know, she had a tough year. Yeah, I agree with what you said.
Being a queen is also just a state of mind.
Right.
Because I constantly think I'm the queen bee. Like, at all f***ing times.
At one point, you make a comment about Ariana's ego.
I think I played it cool for the most part. But I did have to ego check her there.
You're a lost cause.
Okay, don't speak on behalf of the whole group. You're not the queen of the group. Come on. Your ego's getting a little like, come on.
Now it's my ego?
Yeah.
No, like, okay.
Don't say that.
Okay,
sounds like Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
I have great, you know, reverence for what you went through, and it sucks. got humiliated. But like at that point, I had seen her sort of becoming a little egotistical. I had seen like little glimmers of it starting to go to her head.
I just want to point out that like this does not excuse what the f- I did. The f- I did was so messed up. But, not no but, on a separate note, that is what I dealt with a lot behind closed doors. This is like what drove the wedge between us. My intelligence and her intelligence, her point of view and my point of view were never equal. And you know that when we were around each other. She kept it at bay more, but behind closed doors, it was like that. And that's more of like the real Ariana, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I think for a short period of time, she might not have even been aware of it, but I think it went to her head. And I think she became a diva a little bit.
Since Scandoval, you've booked all these campaigns and these ads and
you've been magazine articles
and Dancing with the Stars and, and
working hard.
That made your ego
totally.
Too big. How do you respond to anyone that might think that?
I don't understand how working jobs translates to my ego or my personality, like, at all. Like, getting up and going to work, like, don't those people get up and go to work? I don't know what that means. Like, I don't think I'm, like, any cooler than I was before all this.
Babe, I was born f***ing cool.
How do you not feel a little cool, though?
Like, I'm over here, like, I would maybe be, like...
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I don't think I'm, like, any... Yeah, I don't...
Maybe a little.
Just more confidence.
I don't hear from her as much. I'll say that. She returns less and less texts. I know she's more and more busy, but I've seen a change in that. She never asks, I don't think, how anyone else is doing. She ever ask you guys?
That's how she was.
That's all we ask each other, really. That's my friendship with her. It's like, how have you been? I know it's been a while. We got to catch up soon. And then like she's like, I got to come to your show soon. And we just check up like that. But like that's my friendship with her.
I would say there's three people in the group that even before this have rarely asked me about me. And that is Tom Sandoval, Ariana, and Katie. Mm-hmm. Or really tooting my horn at all. That's okay. I'm beeping enough for all of us.
I don't think that like working hard is something that like typically gives people like a big ass ego. You know, I really took inventory and was like, I have to work my f-ing ass off. I want our sandwich shop to be successful. Like,
and also, like, who knows, like, if these opportunities are gonna keep coming or maybe not.
Exactly.
You don't know. You don't know. So it's like, while they're there, you may as well. Because,
yeah,
like, you just never fucking know.
Like, I don't live some sort of, like, glamorous life. And I don't think I'm any cooler. Like, I'm not.
When did the communication between you and Raquel stop?
Shortly before I did Special Forces.
That was hard for you?
Really hard, yeah.
It does hurt my feelings that Raquel didn't text me again. No.
I feel like she abandoned you.
You haven't talked to her or seen her?
No.
It was so defeating. I was doing everything I could to be in there with her. Like, that's why I quit drinking, that's why I quit smoking, because I knew she couldn't do that. You know, like, I wanted her to, when she got out, to be, like, on the same page. Like, maybe we could have our first drink together.
You mean you wanted to coach her?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a joke. You had a single shot on it? Can I go pee real quick? That'll take me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool?
Yeah.
It's really bad. I drank, like, 5 waters.
Okay. Why do you think she did cut you off?
I think there's a lot of reasons. I feel like it hurts me to hear the things that she says, because I was always such a champion of her and being empowered by herself and making her own decisions. I was always the one to like push her up and tell her what a, like a smart, like powerful woman she is and is becoming. And I think a lot of it had to do with her parents not liking me and being mad at that she ended up in the situation and blaming me for that. And, you know, obviously it's partly my fault, it's partly her fault, you know, like definitely not blameless. But her publicist would just constantly say optics, 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 you know? And I think the optics of the situation became the priority over anything else.
At Sir, you open up to Sheena about being hurt over the Nima interview.
Just was like a classic example of going just so over the top, taking it way, way too far. And the entitlement to like put stuff like that out there.
It's been f-ing relentless. I get like you're doing podcasts for money, but like at a certain point, it's like too much.
That podcast came out to help clear my name because of people saying I was making stuff up because I was protecting Nima. Apparently in April, she told this person that at Coachella, he made a comment to her and was like, so you know, like Ariana and I are like open, right? I didn't say where it came from. He's not in this world anymore. He has a very successful career outside of this. And I didn't want to drag him into our drama he's no longer a part of. So once he saw how much hate I was getting online, he offered to do my podcast to tell the truth. And that was the point of it.
First of all, I never said that. And I believe Raquel that she never said that. But obviously, I don't know for a fact. I just know that I never said that. But also, I would understand, or I get like having him on to talk about that or to address that specifically. Like, I get that. But I guess it was the other things that were talked about that were really hurtful to Rachel.
How about their past?
Yeah, like, you know, all like, she's practically begging, like begging for it and all this stuff, like wanted me to have sex, like just all these things like that were unnecessary and just hurtful and embarrassing and humiliating.
As far as I knew, she was in a mental health care facility with no access to social media or a phone. So my first question was, how did she even hear it if she's in this facility? Like, why would they, as she's working on her mental health, allow her to listen to a podcast that could be damaging? And then that made me question if he was even telling me the truth, because to go from the person I trusted most in this group to the person who I look at very differently now, I didn't even know if I believed what he was saying. But in the chance he was telling the truth, obviously that was never my intention.
Like, me to start interviewing Sheena's like previous like boyfriends and stuff, and like, yeah, give me those like juicy details about like, you know, she's like in bed, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's f***ed up. It was disgusting. I feel like the like let's hate Tom and Raquel became like a fashionable trend, like making merch about it. You know, people like trying to outdo each other with like salacious details of like new information about the Tom and Raquel affair. The fact that they monetized off it actually made me feel better about it. That was like, okay, well, they're making money.
It's just business.
Like, it's just business, whatever. But then like having them go on other people's podcasts where they're not getting paid, that f***ing hurt. It's like all of them have gone through things like this. I did not say one word about Lala and her breakup. I didn't say one word about the breakup with James and Raquel. I didn't say anything about even you and Katie, except like that's their business. Not one f***ing word came out of my mouth in press. Not one, not even a f***ing like sneeze. And they like can't shut the f*** up about it. I'm in a better place about it now, but it could have at least humanized me, you know, but they did it.
You made an observation that Sandoval's friend seems to be on
payroll.
He's become scary because he literally has no one around him that gives him honest feedback at this point anymore. And now it's people who he pays.
It's, yeah, people that are gonna blow smoke up his ass and Tom Schwartz, his bitch boy.
I think that he hurt so many of his real friends when Scandaval happened that he's lost them now, right? So he has replaced them with a bunch of people I never met before.
Tom's party is like a who's who. Like, who the are you people?
Like payroll friends?
Like, yeah, there's the payroll friends that are like sorry if this is mean, but like the nerdier ones, right? But then he's got his like trendy friends, right? Mm. You know, with like the tank tops and the mustache and the tattoos. So Sandoval's got his like yes people. When LA is filled with these people, like if you've got like a bunch of like money or a bunch of drinks ready or a house, you know, with a pool, you can fill it up with a bunch of yes people.
But you know, nothing's changed, right? Los he's Angeles. Always been surrounded like by those people.
I call yes them bobbledy, bobbledy, bobble, bobble.
Validation is like very much a part of like what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not getting it from one person, he has to go get it from someone else. So it's like, he wasn't getting blind like validation from me. So he went to find someone else who was gonna blow smoke up his ass.
But I will say, Kyle Chan is not a yes man for Tom Sandoval. Okay, and yeah. He puts him in his place. So not every single person in his life is a yes man.
Well, okay, Kyle Chan's the one exception that was loyal.
I know, I just wanna shout out that Kyle is an exception.
He also had to be validated from other people that what he was doing, you know, with Rachel was somehow okay.
True.
How so many people knew and not one person was like, you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like that. What does that say about the people that you're surrounding yourself with?
You were adamant about not having any mutual friends with Tom.
I will not have mutual friends with him. So I'm not your friend anymore.
Is that still the case? Do you have any mutual friends?
I mean, who was he hanging out with like regularly? I don't know what he did.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the band.
Yeah.
But I mean, they weren't mutual friends. They're, you know.
Right.
But like, I go back to thinking about like the night that was dubbed like the funeral. It was like March for my poor mom, her birthday. It was like everyone was at my house and they were just like, Janet was making French onion soup and everyone was just there kind of like sitting and holding space for each other. And we had like The Office on the TV because I was like, all I could watch was just like reruns of The Office or whatever. And I finally, it was like 9 o'clock, I finally like fell asleep on the couch. It was the first time I had slept in days. And basically it's all the people that were there that night is who I'm like, okay, these were literally all of the like mutuals. And then I think about like, was there anybody there that night?
That still hangs out.
There. That hangs out, and Billy is the only person.
Let's talk about emo night.
I would do emo night every night. No, not every night. It's too tired. Twice a month.
Our next special guest, give it up for Ariana. She
We had so much fun. We talked about like, do we actually make this a thing? Have our like little girl DJ group.
My only request is that our playlist be longer because it's hard.
It is so hard keeping it to 30 minutes. The amount of negotiations, especially when it comes to Sheena.
Yeah, like we like the harder shit.
Yeah, and she wants like Avril, and I'm like,
yeah.
It really just pains me to have to put an Avril song on when we could have like any kind of like Pierce the Veil song or like.
Did you say Pierce the Arrow?
I'd like to introduce a great band, Pierce the Arrow.
Pierce the Veil.
Oh, Pierce the Veil.
But it's nice to have like balance, you know, like it's because you want whatever. The playlist to kind of,
well, of course,
peaks and valleys.
I did miss the girls' DJ set, you know. I think they use that term loosely.
I would be caught dead before I press play on a pre-recorded set.
It's like where they sit on stage and they scream the lyrics to like words that somebody else is playing.
Yeah, and no, apparently it was.
I mean, Sheena's performance is one thing. That's legit.
I didn't feel bad about missing the girls' DJ set. I'd be honest now. I wanted to be there, go say what's up. I'm one of my best friends on the planet's birthday, show some love. But I also had committed to going and seeing their performance, so I was double dipping. I just want to let the record show I'm not a fence rider. I take offense to that.
Lala, do you know what emo music is now?
I still don't even know what emo music is. Like, what band is emo? Like Nickelback?
Now I do.
Oh.
I originally thought that, like, Nickelback was emo, because I'm like, oh my God. Heard Photograph? That is emotional as it gets.
Can you sing us a little emo number?
I'm mad. Mother, mother,
I'm mad.
I don't know. I just like.
Tell me about deciding to get back into music.
This was something after season 8, was it? Yeah, I said I would never do again. It started with the idea of having a song at emo night that we could clear to play. Okay, so Ariana, Katie, and I, we DJed emo night. That's honest to God how it started.
I know. This is how it started.
So if we're doing these type of shows, I'm gonna tell you and edit it how you want. I don't care. Ariana, Katie, and I DJed emo night in April, and one of the songs in our first set list was Since You've Been Gone, and it was like a screamo cover. And I just had an epiphany as we were playing that at emo night. I'm like, what if we found a band who could do a screamo cover of Good as Gold? That would be so fun. So I tell my friend TJ, who runs emo night, he's like, I know this band called the 27s. I think they would be great to do it. We get the song to them. They record it. It's everything I ever could have wanted and more. What about the good times?
I'm obsessed with the screamo,
the screamo
Good as Gold.
Yeah, the screamo one. Because we've heard that song more times than I've ever cared to hear it.
I just wanted you to know that you are.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, my God.
This is amazing.
But hearing it, you know, it's like refurbished and I love it.
We're going to put out an EP and I don't give a f- what anyone says because I know the music that we're doing is.
The music slap.
It's way better than anything I've ever done before.
Preparing with the 27s is like the perfect pop rock princess vibe, which I think is great.
She likes to say it's like they're Fergie to the Black Eyed Peas.
I truly never wanted to be like a pop star. I wanted to go more of a Gwen Stefani, Fergie route.
She has to do the Fergie cartwheels though.
She should.
Oh my God. Yeah, you would have done the screamo version of One More Time. One more time.
Will you be asking Brett Caprioni to star in any of your music videos?
Hell no. But we are working on the concept for the next couple music videos.
Go, Sheena.
Lala, are you ever gonna get back into music?
Christmas Lee was a banger. Boy was a banger. I would like to. I have fun doing it. I'm not taking it seriously, obviously, like Sheena, but I like being in a studio atmosphere. It just feels fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe James will grace me with his presence again one day.
I feel like James has never, I thought it was just me, but then when you said you felt the same way, I was like, oh, he's just too good for us now.
That's 100% what James portrays, yeah.
No. Yeah. No, never too good.
I had asked you to do another song for like years. I said I wanted to do a new intro for my vlog, for my podcast, and you just like brushed me off several times.
I could whip that up pretty quickly.
Well, now I have a band.
Right, right.
She doesn't need you anymore.
That's great. That's right.
But I do.